The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
Okay, wait. Which line is this?
I don't know. I think it's in Italian.
Why are there three different ticket machines?
I think we just bought a ticket to Rome.
Change the meaning of being a commuter.
This is Rocio and Serena,
and you're listening to The Commuters.
Welcome back to The Commuters, the podcast about TMU life, one bus ride at a time. I'm Rocio.
And I'm Serena.
And we're back for season two! Woo!
Today we're going to be talking about commuting outside of Toronto. So Brooklyn, New York, Italy, Montreal, and just comparing how different it is in different countries or cities. And yeah.
Okay, where should we start with first?
Maybe let's start in Canada. We can start with maybe
Montreal.
You
okay?
Commuted there?
Yes, I went. When was this? Like 2 years. 2 years ago, I went to Montreal with a group of friends, and we had to navigate our way through Montreal. Honestly, I loved their metro like system. It's like their subway line. They call it metro or whatever.
Metro.
But honestly, one thing that I loved is how clean it was.
Yes, I've been to the metro in Montreal once, and that's one big thing that I realized. How clean and like new and like almost like futuristic.
Yeah, right? Yes, I was getting like futuristic vibes and I loved it.
It has even, like light colors.
Yes, even like the way that it would like get to the station, you're like, oh my God, like I'm entering like a whole new dimension.
Yes.
And the seats, they were a little bit uncomfortable, but they weren't like...
They were plastic.
They were plastic, yes.
Which is a lot cleaner, I think.
I agree.
Because, like, the fabric we have on the TTC.
Or even the Go.
Yeah. Do they ever clean them? Like, you know what?
I don't know how it
works. They need to do that thing at least, like, once a week or something.
With, like, that vacuum thing, right?
That throws, like, water and then sucks it out.
Yes. Or, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can... Thinking about, like, the color of the water that would come out. Oh, my goodness. No.
Oh, my God. Stop it. I don't even want... Ew!
I'm going to puke.
With everything we've seen.
No.
Oh, God. But anyways, Montreal, another thing I loved about it is we went there for, it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe, or I don't know, the weekend. You would buy like a transportation ticket. I think it was for like 10, 12 bucks. And you could use it as many times as you want during the weekend.
Wait, that's amazing. Just weekend? So just Saturday and Sunday?
I think it was like 3 days.
Probably Friday now.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something like
that's
that.
That's so good.
But for 3 days, I just pay one fare and then I can use it as many times as I want.
That's amazing. Do we have that here?
It's a little expensive here.
I don't know. It's definitely more expensive.
I don't know if it was just like a weekend thing, but I remember it being so cheap. And everything is so, like all the stations are close. Everything is walkable. That's something else that I really like.
Is it really like more than Toronto?
Yeah, we walked. Like, to get to all the stations, we walked.
How were delays?
Honestly, not bad when we went. Everything, I think we had to, the most we waited was, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, no, it wasn't bad at all. And I don't think I could ever say this about the TTC here, but it was aesthetic. Like, their metro there is aesthetic.
It was giving like a plane, like a, like yes, a mini yes, plane yes, yes. when I went.
It has like white and I think it has like
blue.
Teal.
Yeah.
And there's like lights from the bottom. It was so cool.
Yes, I saw that. Oh,
I remember just being like, oh my God, this is sick. I took so many videos. I was obsessed with it.
You know what I heard? Apparently there's like transportation clubs. I was in one of my classes the other day.
What does that mean?
Like fan clubs. Fan clubs, literal fan clubs for transportation.
Well, I would be of the Montreal fan club.
No, literally, sign me up. Yeah, I was in class and this girl said that she was in, I think she's from Montreal, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I can't remember. And she was like, I was in the transportation fan club, but now she came to TTC, or not the TTC,
she came to Toronto.
And she was looking for the Toronto fan club. She was searching up TTC fan club, and turns out TTC also stands for something else, if you would like to search that up. But
I don't know.
I just found it really interesting that there's transportation fan clubs.
That is so interesting. I doubt there would be one here. Honestly, okay, hear me out. Go train. I'd be a fan. I would be part of that.
Yeah,
me I too. Love the go train.
I'm a go train.
Yeah,
fanatic. I love it.
So yeah, that's Montreal. Where else have we been? Oh,
we've been to Brooklyn, New York for a concert.
Yes, we went to see an Argentinian artist.
Her name's Nati Peluso. If you have time, search that up.
We recommend. we should have a podcast about.
Oh my gosh, yes. My gosh, her new album.
That would be so cool.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's like a salsa album and it's just perfection.
But yeah, when we went there, in terms of transportation, I remember we were trying to get to, where was she playing? Brooklyn Paramount?
Yes, something Paramount like that. Theater.
Something like that, yeah. We could not figure out how to get like tickets or passes to get into the subway.
It's so difficult. It's almost like they don't want you to be.
There was a machine. It was so confusing. So we started seeing people like jump over the like, what is it called?
The railing. The railing. Like, spinning thingy.
So we followed.
And we became real New Yorkans, or what is it called?
New Yorkers?
New Yorkers. I have no idea. Yeah, no. New Yorkers makes more sense.
No one stopped us. We were locals that day. I swear there was like a security there. No, we weren't stopped.
They don't care.
I think
we jumped over the thing like maybe like three, four times.
And the funniest thing is we went with our family as well. When we were coming back, we all just started jumping over
the whole family. A family of criminals.
I promise, guys, we wanted to pay, but like we genuinely, for the life of us, could not figure it out. And there was no one there on the way back.
We wanted to, but we didn't.
In terms of like aesthetics, though, I will say I prefer it here way better.
Me too.
I feel like over there it gives like, it's very like old.
It's older.
But it like does add to like,
that's true. But it does add to like the whole like New York experience.
I get that.
It matches their vibe perfectly.
Speaking about that, I have a question for you after once we're done that I was thinking about on my way here, relating kind of to like traveling to the place. And okay, I'll get to the question later.
But yeah, I think it really like ties to the whole New York experience. Like, I feel like people go to New York and expect to like experience that.
Yeah. Honestly, I thought more things would like happen on their subway from what I was like seeing on TikTok or like just hearing from friends.
They always have the craziest stories.
Nothing. It was a good ride. It was a lovely view. The Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, seeing the Brooklyn
Bridge.
So
nice.
The Brooklyn
Serena has a mild concussion right now, so I'm going to give you a little visual of what she looks like right now, okay? Oh my god, my Siri just went off and it searched up concussion. So Serena is currently wearing, what are those? Cameo pants.
Camo.
Oh, sorry. Serena is currently wearing
camouflage.
Serena is currently wearing camo pants, a black shirt. She has her hair down, her headphones, and she's wearing a pair of sunglasses. And we are recording in the dark because she has a mild concussion. Because
I've been walking around.
Someone was commuting to my house and hit her head while she was getting into her car.
You should be flattered. I was so excited. I hit my head. But I've also been walking around with a hood.
She looks like a celebrity or like a criminal.
She
can pass as both.
I am. Come ask for a picture.
Speaking of that, though, the reason she was coming to my house is because she's been away for a few weeks because she was in
Italy.
Specifically.
So, Milan, where the Olympics were.
So fun. So lucky. I'm so jealous.
It was so nice. Well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about the transportation there.
Yeah. I know I went to Italy 3 years ago. Yeah, 3 years ago. So I have a few stories too from what I can remember. But yeah, tell us about how it was this time around.
Well, I think, okay, this time around, the transportation was a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really take any long trains outside of Milan. I took the metro, the tram, and a train. So the trains, I think they're very good.
So organized.
They're so organized.
Yeah.
And they're always on time for the most. Yeah, most of the time they're on time. Mm-hmm. Okay, the trams, those, there's like specific trams that are always late. So you'll be waiting there for like 30 minutes and they're saying they're coming in like 5 minutes. No,
oh, that's so annoying.
It's, yeah. And oh my gosh, while I was there in Milan, something scary happened. A tram derailed and basically went into a wall.
Oh my God.
Two people passed away, sadly.
Wait, you didn't tell me this.
I thought... You saw it happen? No.
Oh.
But it was like nearby and it was all over the news. Basically, one person, it ran into a person and then someone on the tram passed away too.
Oh my God.
But it was crazy.
That's so scary. Though. Yeah. That's so scary. Like,
no. And they're so wobbly. So after that happened, after we heard of that, we were so scared going on the tram because they move so abruptly and like, oh my God, yeah, it was scary.
Sometimes when I'm on the GO train here and it starts wobbling, I get scared.
No, it's scary. This morning, it was a smaller train. It only had six carts. Cars?
Coaches.
It only had six coaches. And it was shaking so much. And I was like, stop. I hate it.
Especially after hearing that one of them derailed like a few weeks ago.
But I feel like if they would derail, it wouldn't be too bad. Because like it's a big train.
Yeah, I agree. Scary.
But yeah, like this time around... it was pretty good. I think there was a lot of signs, extra signs, and like there was a lot more like signs up because of the Olympics.
Oh.
And there was English signs especially. Oh, and it was like telling people how to get to places because there's a lot of tourists right now. But yeah, it was pretty good. I think aesthetic wise, everything's a lot older.
Yeah, but I love that vibe of like, oh my God, it's like a train station.
Yes.
I don't know, and you're in Italy, you're like, oh my God, you feel so cool.
No, yeah.
I remember when I went, I took a lot of trains because I went from like city to city and the train rides were pretty long, but it was so comfortable. And, And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, and I think like the best part is just like the view that you get.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my God. Okay, so there. You're literally taking a train to, say, another city.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to, like, Lake Como or something. The mountains you see on your way there. Everything is beautiful. I'm not trying to, like, put down Toronto or whatever. Or Canada in the whole.
We are Canada down.
Yes. No, but, like, specifically in Ontario. Because I feel like other places have beautiful views, too. Mm-hmm. Ontario, too. But when you're taking the GO train or anything outdoors, you're not going to be seeing, like, some crazy mountains. You'll be seeing, like, the skyline, the city skyline, and, like, some
nice things.
Which
we see, like, almost every day now.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, people that live in other places and you're like, oh my gosh, as a tourist, you're like, this is beautiful. Oh my gosh, wow. The people that live there are like, yeah, no, I don't want to see this anymore. I want to see Toronto's city skyline.
To them, it's the same reaction that we have when we're there, right?
The grass is always greener on the...
The concussion is kicking in. Guys, I actually can't take her seriously with these glasses.
Stop. The grass is always greener on the other side.
Thank you. You did it. See?
I did it.
You have a little bit of a slurred speech, but that's okay. Another thing about like the trains in Italy, like booking a ticket is easy. It is a little bit more expensive. But we had a situation where we booked tickets, okay, for a train. We got on the train and then there's like a ticket inspector, right? Which is, I don't know, is that normal? Yeah, there was like a ticket inspector guy and we give him our tickets and he goes, you're not supposed to be sitting here. And like my family are like, what? Like apparently we were sitting in like the wrong coach because it's all divided, right? But like if you get like economy, like premium, I don't know what the different categories are. But like, oh my God, he started making like a whole scene out of it. And we're like, okay, like we're not doing it on purpose. Like we were genuinely confused. Like,
no,
so
literally.
Yeah, he moved us because we got the cheaper one because it's kind of expensive, honestly.
Yeah.
No, but the
inspectors there are so strict.
Yes.
There's specific sections in the trains. Like we don't really have that here.
No, that's why.
There is like first class or whatever, but I don't know. They're not as strict. And there, they have the first class, the whatever, the different sections. And they also have a bunch of different train, like, companies. When you're at, like, the main station, right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Do not get on the wrong one. Me and my sister, back in May, we went, I can't remember where we were going. We were going to a lake and we buy the tickets. Okay, also, I feel like depending where you're going, some of them are pretty cheap. Because here, if you're going to say like Montreal, how much is the ticket? Like $100, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what? Like a 4 hour?
No, like 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hour. Yeah. Okay, well, going to like 3 hour train ride, on a 3 hour train ride in Italy is like 20 euros, I think.
Oh, wait, that's so true.
Yeah. Well,
I take back what I said about it being expensive. Maybe, okay, it was expensive because there were no more like economy or whatever tickets. So we had to get like the more expensive one and it was so expensive. But yeah, no, they're so strict there.
So yeah, we were going to a lake and we buy the ticket and we get on the train. And there was like four different trains that were leaving to the same place. And we're like, okay, I think it's this one. If not, like we bought a ticket, it'll be fine. We get on the train and the fare inspector starts checking people's tickets. And we're like, no, actually, no. We thought we were on the same train. We thought it was the right train. Like we were confident.
Yeah. You confidently give him your ticket.
It was the exact same time too. It was like, and it was specific. It wasn't like, oh, 3:30. It was like 3:18. Like yeah. We were like, it has to be this train.
Yeah.
Right? And so we give him the ticket and he's like, you're on the wrong train. And we're like, what do you mean? Like, we're pretty sure it was this one. It was literally the same time, same place, and it looks the same.
Also, it's just you and your sister. Like,
it's not like a group of us.
You're literally, you didn't know.
Literally. And we're like, oh, we're so sorry. Like, can we buy the ticket now? And he's like, well, now you're going to have to pay a fine, like 70 euros. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, we'll pay, we'll buy a ticket now. But we literally got kicked off.
Oh my gosh.
Or like, no, we didn't get off because we were like, we're going to buy a ticket.
Yeah, but still, like, why are you giving us such a hard time? Like, it's an honest mistake. I probably, like, no, why are literally. They so strict? That's my question.
They're so strict. So strict.
I don't know. It if you get on and you don't have a ticket. But like, if you genuinely make a mistake, especially like being a tourist.
They don't care. They literally do not care.
Yeah. I remember the only thing about taking the trains in Italy, we went to Lake Como and you reminded me when you mentioned it. So nice, by the way. Like, I think that was my favorite spot.
So beautiful.
The train was, like, delayed because there was, like, it was raining. And it was, like, kind of rush hour time, right? Oh, my gosh. That was, I don't know if I could say hell, but that, like, that was brutal. Like, getting on, like, people were squishing in because for the other train was, like, I don't know how many hours later, everyone was, like, squishing in. I think that's where, like, I became, like, claustrophobic.
Like, oh, my God. That's, like, 6 p.m. TTC.
Yes.
Rush hour.
It was worse than the TTC and the GO train. You had people literally sitting down. Like, imagine the GO train here. Like, sitting down in, like, the passageway. And, like, standing. See? I was sitting on stairs, I remember. Like, it was so bad. Yeah, and then so many people got on without paying. My family paid, okay?
Imagine like, the we fare were good. Inspector walking but, through all those people.
They would have made so much money. But that was so brutal. I remember, finally, when we got back, I think we were going to Florence, I forget, or Milan, I don't know. Oh, I think it was Milan. Or Milan, I don't know how you say it.
Milano.
When we got off, oh my gosh, so relieved. But yeah, rush hour tourists in Italy, like taking the train, like that was not a very pleasant experience,
especially in summer. Because you went July, no?
I went in August.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. And I remember, this is another crazy story, but me and my sister went to F1 in May last year. And this kind of ties to your story, like not having a train or something like that.
Yeah.
And basically, we had to be there at like 7 a.m. if we wanted to find a good spot for general admission, right?
To view the race.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, let's take, and it was in Imola. And we're like, okay, let's take a train from Milan to Imola and get there pretty early. Mm-hmm. Maybe like 7 a.m. We'll be good. We'll be, try to be one of the first ones in line. Okay. There were no trains. There were no trains. It was either we take a 7 a.m. train and we get there late and there's no guarantee we'll be able to get on that train and if tickets are going to be sold out. Or we take a train at 9 p.m. the night before.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, why are there no, like, late night trains? Which I think there should be.
Also, the latest was 9 p.m., right?
Yeah, at least, like, one. Why can't there be one at, like, 2 a.m.
Or
something? Or
midnight. Like,
yeah, midnight.
Three-hour difference.
Literally not even midnight. It was 9 p.m. I guess it's, like, going to small city, Imola, but, like...
You have to remember, though, in Italy, like, their lifestyle is so much different than here.
But, yeah, so we're like, okay, I guess we have to take the 9 p.m. unless we don't want to get a spot to see the race. So... 9 p.m. and we're like, okay, maybe we can find a hostel or like anything, a motel. Mm-hmm. I know they had like patches of grass people could rent out for like tents or whatever.
What?
Guess how much a patch of grass, maybe like 3 by 3 meters, how much that cost for one night?
1%?
With no tent included.
1%.
Well, I don't know. You could fit as many people
like
as
how
you
many
want,
people?
But it was
3 by 3
if to pay for that patch of grass.
Okay,
like 3 by 3 meters.
I'm gonna guess 3 by 3, so like it's not big at all.
Super tiny. Maybe 4 by 4, but it was super tiny.
100 euros, 200 euros.
It was like almost 1,000 euros.
What,
for a patch of grass one night? What are you saying? Like, who is paying that?
No,
unless you're like
so
some millionaire. Actually, no, a millionaire wouldn't be paid
wouldn't
for a
be,
patch of
yeah,
grass.
They would not be staying. Oh my gosh.
Desperate times. But yeah, so we literally had to take the 9 p.m., get there at like 1 a.m., stayed outside basically the whole day. I literally thought I was going to die from hypothermia because it was like 10 degrees. Ugh. But during the day, it would get up to like 20 something, so we're like, okay, it's gonna be hot, let's wear shorts.
Those photos are memorable.
And a hoodie, and we'll be fine. No, we weren't. We were outside with like 9-10 degrees the whole night. You're literally gonna freeze, and we did.
But was it worth it?
It was worth it.
Okay,
but
good.
If I could say anything to Italy's transportation
extended times,
add more trains, please, at night.
Honestly, I would say that to the GO train here, but they do go until like midnight, so maybe I shouldn't complain when I'm like, oh, if I'm
That's
out
true,
with my
yeah.
friends, like, oh, I have to take the 12.
Not that bad. Could be worse.
Okay, the question I wanted to ask you, do you think commuting changes how you experience a city?
I think for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because say there aren't trains, like I was explaining, if there aren't trains or times, you're maybe like stressing out more. Mm-hmm. There's less time to go to places you want to go.
And for me, I just feel like commuting in a different like country, city, wherever it is, it allows you to see like their lifestyle, right?
Yes.
Like you really get to understand like the rhythm of that city or mm-hmm. country or whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, to wrap up, I guess transportation looks the same but different all around the world.
Exactly.
And there's different systems, and some things work, some things don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we could all learn from each other.
Yes. Hopefully we get to visit more places and we can talk about their transportation and commuting experiences that we have. Yeah. Which one would be your favorite? Like, if you had to pick out of the three we talked about today. Actually, 4, including Toronto, obviously.
I'd have to say...
It's hard. Because I feel like I like something from each of them.
Me too. I'd have to say between Toronto and Italy.
Toronto, really?
Just because...
You understand it?
Actually, yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Toronto won, like... first place for transportation one year.
Really? Yeah, honestly, I would say Toronto for like their GO train.
It's easy.
It's easy. Yes, I agree.
Like, it's so easy.
I found in Italy.
It's complicated there.
Yeah, it's complicated, but there's it's nice.
So much.
Yeah.
So many trains.
Yeah.
And so many trams.
Yeah.
If you look at the map, it's anxiety on a piece of paper.
I would say Montreal and Toronto.
Really?
Yeah.
Montreal's actually, oh, I liked
Montreal's transportation.
You know what? We should start a world tour fan club for transportation. We like all of them.
Yes.
But yeah. That's all we have for this week.
That wraps up our first episode of season 2, and we're so excited for our next episodes. We're bi-weekly this season, so tune in to all our episodes, and
we hope you enjoyed.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
At TMU, getting there is half the story.
And this podcast